Okay, today's daf is Pei Beis. We're in the middle of a sugya. So basically, the way the sugya was structured is that we had the concept of an androgynous. So Mishnah mentioned about androgynous, whether or not the and Rav Yossi said that the androgynous, if he gets married to a female, feeds her the truma. Feeds her the truma. Okay, today's year is sponsored by the Daskal family, Zechar Nishmas, Rachel Bas, Yitzchak Moshe. Who's your title today? Okay, Nisham Mishab and Aliyah. So we had, Rav Yossi said that the androgynous could be machil, his wife, truma. So Rav Yochanan seemed to indicate within the sheet of Rav Yossi that Rav Yossi must hold that the androgynous is a vadai zachar. That's why he can feed her truma. And also he can feed her the chaz of a shok. Reish Lakish said no, that the androgynous is only a suffek. What he can feed her is only truma b'smanazeh, because truma b'smanazeh is the rabbanon. Mashma Rav Yochanan, the truma b'smanazeh is the oraisa. Reish Lakish says the truma b'smanazeh is the rabbanon. He can only feed her he can only feed her the truma, but he would not be able to feed her chaz of a shok or truma d'oraisa, right? And the point that he brought down was that the eagle, like the fig cake was batel. And Rav Yochanan says it must be because it is a, Rav Yochanan says the reason why that's batel is because, you know, d'oraisa, you can batel it. And Reish Lakish held that was only, you see, that's the Rabbana, because if it was the Raisa, it wouldn't be Batel, because there's another machlokas of what can be Batel or not. Kol Shadarka Limnos or Eshadarka Limnos. That's a machlokas in Rav Meir. Reish Lakish says that Kol Shadarka Limnos, if it's something, anything that is sometimes counted individually, that cannot be batel. So the reason why the eagle, the cake, is batel is because it's the rabbanon. And Rav Yochanan says, no, the only time we say something can't be batel is esher darko. If it's always counted, and therefore this eagle can be batel, even if it's a doraisa, that eagle can be doraisa. Rav Yochanan brought a proof from the case of the brisa that we're discussing now of the chatichos. So they have the chatichos, right? The two cases in the brisa, right? The brisa was chatichos of chatos temeya. They got mixed up with 100 chatichos of chatos tahoros, or a prusa of lechem upon him. They got mixed up with 100 prusos of lechem upon him. We say tala, that we're batel, and therefore, because those are batel because it's kol shadarka limnos, even it's not eshadarka limnos. And Reish Lakish, that was the case. And Reish Lakish, we said the reason why that those things are batel is because we're dealing with nimucha. They're dissolved. So if they're dissolved, they'll lose their chashivas, and that's why they can become batel. Right, so now there's a split in the Braisa between the Seifa and the Reisha. Rav Yochanan said the reason why there was Bittel in the Reisha is because there is a big Hefseid. But in the Seifa, it would only have been a Hefseid Nuat, because the Hefseid was talking about Tahor stuff. The Hefseid was talking about Chaticha of Chatos Tahor, that got mixed up with 100 Chatichos of Chulun Tahara, that we're not going to move out to, because it's given to the Kohen. And the Kohen can eat it, because the Kohen can eat it, it's all Tahor, and it's Chatos, and the Kohen can eat everything. So that's where they had, but there was the Braisa also mentioned that even in the Reisha, Rabbi Yehuda argued. Rabbi Yehuda, again, with the case of the Reisha is you have a Chatos Temeya, one piece of Chatos Temeya that mixes in with 100 pieces of Chatos Tahora. So the Gemara said that, so Rabbi Yehuda said there that it's not Batel. Now the Gemara says, that's what we're saying. Amar Bichia, Bereder of Huna, right? That's what we're up to?
Yeah.
Amar Bichia, Bereder of Huna, it's Binimucha. We're talking about it's Nimucha, that answer for Reish Lakish. So if we're talking about Nimucha, and it melted away, so then, Ihachi, my time in the Rabbi Yehuda. Why in the Braisa does Rabbi Yehuda argue and say that there is no Bittel? So the Gemara answers, it's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso, Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, the Amar min bimino lo batel. That min bimino, when you have like items, he doesn't say that they're batel. Where does Rabbi Yehuda learn that min bimino lo batel? Rashi just points to, he says, b'kisrei dam v'akometz, right? That's the Prakim he talks about. But the reason why he learns is that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would mix the dam apar and the dam hasayir, and take from this mixture and sprinkle it and place it on the corners of the inner mizbeach. And the pasuk says, right? The pasuk says, "V'lakach midam apar umidam hasayir v'nasna karnas mizbeach saviv." Now, even though the dam hasayir is much less than the dam apar, nevertheless, the Torah calls them both individually by name. So he says that proves that min bimino is not batel, right? The tamei damer min bimino lo batel. So our case also over here, what was the case? He had a chaticha of chatos temeya that you mixed up with 100 pieces of chatos tahora. There's no bittel because it's chatos and chatos. It's not. It's min bimino, and it's not going to be batel. Why does Rabbi Yehuda? What's the? There's a famous Ran in the Dharam. You have to, if you say min bimino lo batel, Shita Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say the Ran. The Ran in the Dharam, I think it's on Daf Membez, explains that how does Bittul work? So the Ran explains that Bittul works that you have to have a clash or a contrast between the two items. So Rav Yehuda looks at it more on a physical standpoint. There's no clash. It's the same item. It's chatas and chatas. It's blood and blood. Without the clash, you can't have bittul. If you have milk and water, you have milk and gravy, then, you know, that's a clash because it's two separate items. The Chachamim say you don't necessarily look at it on the clash on a physical terms. You can also look at the clash more in, I guess, halachic terms. There's a halachic difference between the two items. One's tahor, one's tameh. That's still considered a clash. That's how the Ran explains mibamina lo batel according to Rabbi Huda. So now the Gemara just established that our brisa is talking about a case where the chaticha what melted. If the chaticha melted and it's liquefied, so that's why Reish Lakish. That's how you answer Reish Lakish and say even though typically in those cases we wouldn't say batel because that is a case of kol shadar kolimnos. But here we're not going to have kol shadar kolimnos because it doesn't have any chashivas because it's melted. So the Gemara says, okay, avoloni muchamai. What would be the din if it didn't melt? If it didn't liquefy? So then we would say lo tala, that it would not, according to Reish Lakish, there wouldn't be batel. You have a full piece of meat of chatas tomato that gets mixed up with 100 chatas tahoros, and it doesn't melt. It's a full piece. Reish Lakish would say you would not forget mimino. Reish Lakish says it's you can't be mevatel because it's a double chashiv. Because even the Tanakam would hold that you can't do it because it's a double chashiv. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, why? Wait, remember the Brisa set up. The Brisa set up with case number one of Temeya and Tahora, and case number two is Chatas Tahora and Chulna Tahora. But why split the cases that way? We have a way to make a distinction within Chatas Temeya and Chatas Tahora. One case, it is batul if it's nimucha. It's not batul if it's not nimucha. So the Brisa is jumping from one case to another case when it can make a split within that case. And the Gemara doesn't like when it does that. So the Gemara says, Adatani, the Brisa in the Sefer says, about Chaticha shel Chatas
Tahora. Go back a second. The difference between min bimino and not the difference, I just can't say the nuance. Min bimino and dover chashuv.
Min bimino lo batel is only according to Rav Yehuda. Dover chashuv is not batel according to everybody.
It's not batel according
to everybody. Dover chashuv is not batel.
What is considered dover chashuv?
Well, that's the machlokes. Kol shadarko limnos or eshadarko limnos.
So that's what the machlokes is?
Yeah, it's about dover chashuv.
Right.
Okay. So adatani aval chaticha shel chatas tahora shenis arva b'mei chaticha shel chulin tahoros lo tale. Why are you going to that case? Liflo v'nisne b'day. Make a distinction in the original case. The original case was chatas tahora that falls into chatas tumeya. Then just say b'medva memurim that we say that it's tale that it's bitul that's b'shenimucha avaloni mucha lo tale. But if it doesn't melt away, that's a solid piece. Then it's not batel. Why is the Reisha and Seifa talking about different cases? The Reisha and the Seifa can talking about the same instance. Let's talk about and make the distinction within that case. One's nimucha, one's not nimucha. So the Gemara says no, because tahoros but tahoros adifle. The Seifa is talking about a case where tahor chatos fell into tahor chulin. The Gemara says that's it's a bigger chiddush to say that there's no bittul in that case than to say that there's no bittul in the case where of tameya and tahora. Rashi points out because he says lashmunin the alpha gavs to stay in tahoros v'shayipol bittul etzvei. You would have thought that to be more of a bittul. It's not according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, but you would have thought to be more of a case of bittul in that case. The Ashacham and Masechas Trumos, the Truma Tahora B'chulin Tahora Mekol Motos Olim, because there's a case in Trumos where you have a mixture of Truma Tahora and Chulin Tahora, and everyone agrees that there is Bittul there. So you would think here as well there would be Bittul. So comes the Bryce to say no, even though it's Tahora and Tahora, we're not going to have Bittul. Okay. So now the Gemara says, and our gear says, Ula Reish Lakish Maishna Reisha U'Maishna Seifa. According to Reish Lakish now, what does he say? He says that the Mishnah is talking, the Bryce is talking about the case of Nimucha. So the case of the Mucha is, the Reisha, the Chachamim said that there is Bittul. The Reisha of the case was the Chatas Tumeya that fell into the 100 pieces of Chatas Tahora. We say there is Bittul. And the Seifa, where the Chachamim say there is no Bittul. Well, there is no Bittul. That's the case where the Chatas Tahora fell into the Chulun Tahora. Why? According to Reish Lakish, there should be no distinction. It's both talking about the cases of Nimucha. If it's Nimucha, there's no Davar Chashiv here anymore, and it should be Bittul. So what's going on here? So Amar Rabbi Shisha Berei de Rabbi Idi, right? Rashi says, support Rashi. Ulu Reish Lakish Maishna Reisha Maishna Seifa. I understand what the distinction is according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says we're dealing with a full piece of meat. Seifa, the reason why there's no bitul, came into hefsen muad hu. So it's a hefsen muad because you can give it to a kohen. It's all tar stuff. Give it to the kohen. So therefore, lo mevatlina on chaticha shlema horil v'darkel limnos. It has a chashivus. It's darkel limnos. I'm not going to mevatel it because there's no hefsen. There's a very little hefsen here. The afal gav the eagle betruma batil. We don't have to do that. Yeah, no, I just want to go to the Elarish, go further than that. Elarish Lakish. Right, then you go into a little deeper. I don't have time for that. Elarish Lakish, the Amar Midi de Raisa lo Batil, that it's not Batil at all with the Raisa. Vahakamishum di Muach lo Chashiv su Isser delay u Batla. But here it's Nimuach, so it's not Davar Chashiv anymore. So Seifa my lo Tala. Why does Seifa don't we have Bitl? Right? How lessly Surveine? The Isser's not here, it's melted away, it's not Davar Chashiv. Why shouldn't it be Mubatji Batil? So Amar Rav Shisha Bereid Rav Ida.
It's gone.
What?
It's melted away.
So why should then? Well, it's nimucha. It's there. It's just in a different form. But there's no davar chashiv. The whole problem was davar chashiv. It's no longer davar chashiv anymore. It should be batel. It should be batel. So if it's not davar chashiv, it should be batel. Why in the seifa that we say it's not batel? So Amar Rav Shisha Bereid Rav Ida Reisha Batumas Mashkin the Rabbanon, but seifa the Raisa. No, you make a distinction between the Reisha and the seifa. What type of tumor we're dealing with? The Reisha is dealing with tumor de Rabbanon, and the Seifa is dealing with tumor de Raisa. I have to read Rashi. Rashi's Amar Rav Shisha Breder of Idi Olam Binimucha. Enachanami. It is talking about something that's Nimucha, it melted. Not melted away, it liquefied. And the Reisha betumas Mashkin de Rabbanon. The Reisha is talking about a tumor de Rabbanon. Kigon Shenitma Chaticha Yedei Mashkin Tumayin Shenagel Bekli. Right, somehow the liquid touched the kli, and then the kli touched the meat. To me, the rice ain't mashkin tamei kli. Me, the rice in this kli is not tamei. The alpha gav the ikla the mezer mishum. Right, so it even another quick. Every Rashi has another step that you can spend more time on. He's saying it's a tumah derabanan, but the seifa Rashi says is kachim lazar isu doraisahu. The seifa is talking about kachim to azar. That's an isu doraisa umidi doraisa. And once it's doraisa, it's min b'mino lahitanis really the low batel fius ain't dark. We could have to make the assumption as this. This braisa holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that mim b'mino lo batel. Mim b'mino is not batel. Okay? So that only applies on a deraisa level. Mi derabanan, we're going to say the mim b'mino, it would be batel. We're talking about a case where it's all melted. So it's all melted in the ratio. It's mixed together. Well, it's mixed together. It's not davar chashuv. So therefore, it's going to cut. And it's talking about tumah derabanan, so we'll say it's batel. The seifa, it's nimucha. So it's min b'mino, and it's deraisa. So we're going to keep the min b'mino of batel, and therefore it's not going to be batel. That is the answer of Rav Shisha, Breid of Edim. The Gemara says, wait a second. Aval tumah sheretz mai. Well, what if the reisha was talking about a case of the deraisa tumah? What if the reisha was talking, what if the reisha's case, you have chulin tumeya, and the tumeya is the din deraisa. So we would say then that there is no bitel, because we would still go back to the min b'mino. You still go back to on the deraisa level and wouldn't be batel. So the Gemara says.
What's the question? We just said deraisa.
Okay, so with the case in the. But the two cases in the braisa. Braisa case number one in the braisa is tuma and is tuma and tahora mixing together. Mm-hmm. And the seifa is tahora and tahora. But it's a din deraisa because the czar can't eat it. It's a din deraisa. Right, this ratio is with tumas mashkin bin derabanan, and the seifa doesn't say tumah, it's talking about a din doraisa. So what happens if I put the ratio case as a tumah doraisa? So I put the ratio case as tumah doraisa, and according to this logic, you would also not have bitul. So if that's the case, the Gemara says again, so why do you have to make a distinction between the cases? Keep the same case, one talking about tumah doraisa, one talking about tumah derabanan. Why do you have to switch from a tumah Torah case to a Torah case? Keep a distinction between the tumah Torah case. One case would be talking about tumah derabanan, and one case would be talking about tumah doraisa. That's what the Gemara says. But it's still within the framework of Tumah. So why does the Braisa have to switch off? Why does the Braisa have to talk? You're mixing apples and oranges. Why does the Braisa have to talk about a case of one? The Reisha talking about a case of Tumah and Tahor, and the Sefer talking about Tahor and Tahor. Just say that both the Reisha and the Sefer would be cases. The Braisa should establish itself as both cases being Tahor and Tamei. One case being Tamei Doraisa, one case being Tamei Demarabanan. So we're inside. So, Adatani Sefer, when the Sefer, why does the Sefer say, Aba Chaticha Shachatis Tahora, Shinis Arva, Bimea Chaticha Shachul and Tahora Slotala, if you're trying to find a case of where you don't do Bittel, Niflog Velisne Bidei, make the Brisa have the Chilik within the original case and made. Say, Bimed Varma Murim, that the Chaticha Temea is Bittel in the Chaticha Tahora, that's Bittumas Mashkin, that's only the Rabbanan. Aba Bittumas Sheretz, lo. But by Tumas Sheretz, it wouldn't be Bittel because that's a Dinda Raisa. Why move the case? Why move the case from the race to the Sefer? Keep the same framework of the case, just make a distinction within that framework. So where I answer it again, Taharas b'Tahar v'Adifle. It's a bigger chiddush for the Braisa to say a case of where Tara falls into Tara that's not Batal, because you saw, again, like we mentioned before, that there are cases where Tara v'Tara is Batal. In this case, we're saying Tara v'Tara not Batal. Okay. That was answer number one to explain the difference between the Reish and the Sefer according to Reish Lakish. The Reish where we say it's Batel, and the Reish where we say it's Batel, Sefer say it's not Batel, if we're dealing with the case of Nimocha. Now answer number two. Rabba Amar, and interesting over here, whether or not Rabba maintains the concept of Nimucha. It's a machlokas in Rashi. So let's just go, the first sheet is that we're still dealing with Nimucha. So Rava Amar Reisha v'Isser Lav, Sefer Isser Karis. The Reisha is talking about an Isser Lav, and the Sefer is talking about an Isser Karis. What's that? Rashi says the Reisha is an Isser Lav, and therefore the Isser Lav is less Chamor. So if it's a less Chamor, I don't have less of a problem of doing Bittel. So therefore it can be Bittel in the Reisha. The Sefer is talking about an Isser Karis, so therefore it's a higher level Isser, much more difficult for me to go to the concept of Bittel, and therefore... And I mean, Dura Reis, these are all Batal, because it's Reis, it's Rove. We're on a Durabunnel level. So the Durabunnel will say, it's not going to become Batal, because we have a Karis issue over here. What's the Lav and what's the Karis? So Rashi says, Isser Lav, the Reis talking about Isser Lav, it's Tumats Basar Kachim Laochlo Bilav, Basar Yuga Becholtame. I guess the Reis is talking about a case where the Chatichos themselves are Tame, and they got mixed up into Chatichos are Tahor. So that's a lav. It says a basha or a shiriga, the chol tamir leyochel. Don't eat the basha that became tamir. Okay? But the Sefer is talking about chaticha of kachim that is misarev b'chaticha of chulin. There there's an Easter kares. For a zar to eat kachim is kares. So in that Sefer case, we're going to be more machmir and not allow bittel. So the distinction, according to Reish Lakish, according to this, it's melted. It maintains that distinction. It melts into a liquid form. The reason why the ratio it's bottles because only talking about an Isser Lav. The reason why the Sefer it's not bottles because talking about an Isser Karis. Let's read Rashi. Sefer Kachim Bichulin Asali De Karis De Achaluhu B'Tumas Aguf, because the guy himself is Tomei, right? B'Tumas Aguf B'Karis De Ksiv Nefesh Hashetocho Basar, that would be, you know, it's Karis Ula Olam Bishin Imucha, it's melted. Lashon Acher, Rashi says, Le'olam b'sheloni mucha. It's not talking. We don't need the, according to this, listen of Rashi, we don't need the nimucha case. In one case, it's talking about the piece of meat. The piece of meat in the Reisha is Isolav, so I have Bittel. The piece of meat in the Seifa is an Issacharis. I don't have Bittel. Don't have to talk about nimucha. The eagle, Haino Taima, the Reish Lakish, b'daraisa, lo Bittel, the cave on the Chum Lazabrin, Misacharis Tame. And then you go back to the eagle case. The eagle case also, by that cake, it's not nimucha. The reason why there's no Bittel over there is because it's an Issacharis. It's the same thing as our Seifa. Right? That's answer number two.
If it was nimucha, then you
don't even need nimucha to make the distinction.
More reason to be makel.
So he's saying here that you don't even need nimucha to be makel in the ratio. You don't even need it. Nimucha got rid of the davar chashuv.
Right.
So Reish Lakish doesn't even need that, according to the second answer. You don't even need nimucha.
And the same way it's a kares, would it be still be kares if it's nimucha?
And this
would still be a usher even if it's nimucha. Yeah,
according to the second, I don't know. Okay, so now the Gemara says the Rabba's answer can't be good because we just said Rabba made this distinction between a lav and karis, but we know that Rabba doesn't have that distinction at all, right? So v'ha Rabba hu da amar. Rabba said elsewhere. Kol b'do raisa. Anytime we're dealing with an isser the raisa, loshna b'isser lav, loshna isser karis. Kasha, it doesn't make a difference if it's lav or a karis. It's all, that's just gradations. But once it's usser, it's usser. I'm not going to make a distinction between a lav and a karis. So therefore, it's a kasha. How can you make a distinction between a lav and a karis here? So it's the havamina. That's, I don't know.
What does that mean? Is the karis namwacha?
But that's only in the punishment. But that doesn't mean that the isser, ekev tishmun. Who says just because one thing, you never know what the value of one is over the other. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi has another answer. There's going to be another answer on the question as to why Reish Lakish said in the that in the Reisha we say it's batel, in the Sefer we say it's not batel. Again, the Reisha is Tamei that fell, a piece of Chatas, a piece of Tamei that fell into Tahor, and the Sefer is Tahor Chatas, right, the Reisha is Chatas Tameya that mixes up with Chikos of Chatas Tahoros, and the Sefer is a case of a Chatas Tahora that mixes up with Chulin Tahora. So why in the Reisha is there Pitel? And the Seifa not. So Rav Ashi Amar, Seifa Mishun Havli Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin, Bichol Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin, Rafil Be'elot Lo Batel. The Seifa is a case of Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin. Why? Because the Kohen can eat it.
What?
The Kohen can eat it. So it's Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Bedusahi, that's got to be a joke. Hadar Rav Ashi Bedusahi. What is Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin? According to Shita and Rashi and Beit, so Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin means something's usher now. Don't eat it now because you can eat it tomorrow. Beheter. Why rely on Bittul? You can eat it tomorrow. According to the Ran that we mentioned before in the Dharam, Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin is mutter because it's not sufficient clash. There's no clash in the isser. It's just a time issue. It's not a clash in the object. But go according to Rashi, Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin means that don't eat it now be isser because you can eat it tomorrow. Beheter. So where's the Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin here? The Gemara says Leman. Who for to whom is this a Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin? Ela Kohen. If it's a Kohen, it's not Usser, it's Mishashari. It's Mutter right now. The Eli Yisrael, it's not Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin. It's Usser. No matter how long you wait, it's going to be Usser. Talking about Kavanas over here. It's not Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin. So Ela Had the Ravashi Medusahi. Ravashi must be a joke. It's got to be wrong. That can't. It can't be. Rashbat, the Ritva says it's a joke to even say this was said in the name of Ravashi. Like someone just has the whole thing wrong. Don't say Rav Ashi was saying it in order to test you. It could have even been Rav Ashi to say this. That's what the Ritva says. Because that was the discussion they had in the base matters.
Mere fiction.
Gemara is recording discussions that took place in the base matters. So they're recording this? The Sabar Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know, what's the question? That's the discussion they had. What?
No, there's 4,000 discussions that they have.
Right.
This doesn't even lead to it. It's like, oh, well, no way it's in.
Right, that's
discussion.
According to the Ritva. Maybe that's why it's brought down.
What?
And Ritva says it's brought down specifically to tell you that you heard this conversation. It's not true. V'savar Rav Yochanan. So now we're going back. Okay, the whole thing that we started over here was that Rav Yochanan said that the androgynous can feed the wife Truma. And now he can feed the wife Truma, he can feed the wife Chaz of Ashok. Meaning that the Truma he's talking about is Deoraisa, right? Is Deoraisa. Rav Yochanan says that Truma B'smanazeh is Deoraisa. Remember, Reish Lakish held that the only Truma that the androgynous can feed him is Truma D'Rabbanan. Reish Yochanan argued, and there even Truma D'Oraisa he could feed them, because he holds him more of a Vadai Zachar. So this Gemara now asks on that, does Rav Yochanan really hold that Truma B'smanazeh is D'Oraisa? We're going to bring down a Braisa that seems to indicate, or that does indicate, that Rav Yochanan holds that Truma B'smanazeh is D'Rabbanan. How? Because Rav Yochanan's going to have a bittel in this case, which only would have worked if it was in the Rabbanah.
It's not fiction.
Right? V'savar Rav Yochanan. V'savar Rav Yochanan. Truma bizmana zed de oraisa. Right? V'savar, sorry, it's a question. V'savar Rav Yochanan, truma bizmana zed de oraisa. V'hatanya. We have the following braisa. Shtei kupos. You have two, I guess, barrels. You have two containers. Okay? You have two containers that are filled with Tvua, right? Achas shel chulin, one container has chulin, va'achas shel truma, and one container has truma. V'lifneiem shtei se'in, then you have two other containers that hold a sa'ah, right? You have shtei se'in, achas shel chulin, one is chulin, va'achas shel truma, one is truma. So you have truma and chulin, truma and chulin. And v'nafu elu b'sof elu, and they got mixed up. They got mixed, they got mixed together. One fell into one and one fell into another. I have a problem because I have a mixture of chulin and truma. Rav Yochanan says, "We say hare elu mutarim." The Rice says these are mutter. The chulin is in the larger box. You know which one is chulin. It fell in the one that contained the chulin is mutarin. Shani omer truma l'tok truma nafla and chulin l'tok chulin naflu. We say shani omer. I say that most likely that the chulin fell to the chulin, the truma fell to the truma, and therefore everything is fine and dandy, and you can eat it. Shani Omer. What? Shani Omer is a status quo argument on it because of the Rabbanah.
How do you know that?
You don't know it. You're making the assumption. It's a status quo. Right? Shani Omer is a svara to make bitole lekula bedin and dinim de Rabbanan. We say that the bad fell to the bad and the good fell to the good and just leave it that way. V'amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says he qualifies this din. V'hu sherabu chulin al truma. That is only if to start with right? You had more chulin. You had a sufficient chulin in the smaller box that would have nullified the truma in the box that in the receptacle box in the other box, right? Rashi says, "Vehu sherabu chulin shebekupas chulin al truma shebesar truma." If the kupa had, if you would have purposely mixed the chulin from the kupa into the truma into the sar, you would have had 100 to 1 to make a bottle. You don't have enough to make a bottle. Hilkach talinan b'shani omer chulin to chulin nafel. Therefore, I can say chulin to chulin because the inami havi ibcha. Because even if the other way happened, that the saw of truma, right, that it fell, the truma fell into the chulin, it would still have been bottle berov. Even though normally need 100 to 1. In this case, I would have said because I have the shani omer. Plus, I would have had rove. I would have been somecha on the rove. The only way it works, says Reish Lakish, is that the you had one box of truma, one box of chulin. And you had another container of truma, another container of chulin. The container of chulin fell into the box. So he say, well, even if the chulin would have fallen into the truma, there would have been more chulin than the truma, and it would have been batel berov. That's why I say shani omer. Normally, I would need 100 to 1. But here, because I have the concept of shani omer, I'll be somech on the rov and be okay. But Rav Yochanan Amar,
where is the grain? Is that on the floor? Or
you know, it's in a container. And the containers got mixed together. There are four containers. Yes. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan says, Afo pisha lo rabu chulin al truma. Even if the chulin and the truma were equal, or even maybe less, we are going to assume that the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma. Well, according to so Bishlam L'Reish Lakish, Kasavar, Derabanan, Nami Ribuyo Hudibainan. Reish Lakish holds that the truma is Bismana says Derabanan. So if it's Derabanan and I have these things happening, I'll be so mech on the rove and be fine. But according to you, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, if your truma is Doraisa, that's a big kasha. How are you going to be so mech on the Shani Omer? Shani Omer is only when you're talking about the Rabbanans. Proof that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Shum Bismana Zeh is what? The Rabbanan. Just proof from this Braisa that he holds it's the Rabbanan. How can you say elsewhere that Shum is the Araisa? You said that you argued on Rabbi Yochanan before with the androgynous. How can you say that? You see clearly here that Shum is the Bismana Zeh is the Rabbanan. The Gemara answers, wait a second, what are you talking about? The whole issue we say now, sorry, the whole issue we had before was what? Who said that the androgynous can feed the wife truma? That was Shita's Rav Yossi. So Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish were arguing over there in the Shita Rav Yossi. Rav Yochanan says, I hold that Rav Yossi holds that truma's man says only is the Araisa. But here, I'm not talking about the Shita Rav Yossi, I'm talking about the Shita's Rabbanan. The Rabbanan holds truma's man says the Rabbanan. And therefore I can have I can say what I say in this Braisa. So the Gemara says, "Hi, money."
Does Rabbi Yochanan answer that?
What?
Does Rabbi Yochanan answer
that? That is Rabbi Yochanan's answer. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Rabbi Yossi holds truma b'sman zez d'oraisa." That's why he says the androgynous can feed him truma and can feed him the chaz of a shok. But the Rabbanon hold that truma b'sman zez d'rabbanon. And this Braisa, which allows me to say that the chulin fell to the chulin and the truma fell to the truma, that's according to the Rabbanon because it's only din the Rabbanon. So Hamani, this Bryce L'shtei Kupos is said according to Hushita, that's Rabbanan he. V'anad Amri, and what I said before, that the androgynous can feed the wife, even Chaz of Ashok, that's Rabbi Yossi. I said in the Shita Rabbi Yossi. And how do I know that Rabbi Yossi says that Chumam is Man says the Rabbana, is the Araisa? Because the Tanya but Seder Olam. We have a Bryce in Seder Olam. That's the Pasuk says, where is this Pasuk? In Devarim, right? So it says the word that you're going to inherit the land twice. What's this double inheritance of the land? Right? It says, Asher Yarshua v'secha v'rishta. So he says, Yerusha Rishona, you have a Yerusha Rishona, that's in the times of Yoshua, Machlokos and Tosos, but we're going to say, according to Maskan of Tosos, the Yerusha Rishona is the time of Yoshua, and then you're going to need a Yerusha Shnia, right? In Yemei Ezra, that's Yeshlehen. You have two Yerushos. But Shlishis Einlehen, there's no need for a third Yerusha. Why? Because the Kedusha Rishona was Bata. Why? Because that was done in Kibush. You conquered, then they conquered you, you're out. The second Kedusha was done by Chazaka. That lasts forever. So you see, according to Rav Yossi, the second Kedusha lasts forever. Right? But there is, because there's no need for a third Kedusha. So therefore, the second Kedusha lasts forever, so there's still Kedushas Aretz, and Kedusha, and therefore, Trumas Deoraisa. But the Rabbanim will argue on that. Tosas points out that there's clearly, and Tosas points out, which is a chilik, which people always say in the name of the Rambam, but Tosas also points out that there's a chilik between Kedushas Aretz and Kedushas the Makom HaMikdash. That, Tosas points out, like the Rambam, that Kedusha stays forever. There's always Kedushas HaMikdash. You want to go up to the basement and ask your you want to go up onto the Makom HaMikdash, ask whichever rabbi has the same political leanings as you, and you'll get an answer in accordance to that, to their politics. That was a little sarcastic, but I think it's a little cynical, but I think it's correct. I think it's correct. Anyway, so therefore, so an Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so that was only in the Seder Olam. So who's the author of Seder Olam? And Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mine time to Seder Olam. Who's the author of the Brisa of Seder Olam? It's Rabbi Yossi. It's Tam, and it's not Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta, I believe. And therefore, you see that Rabbi Yossi holds that Truma is Mazez the Brisa. That's why he holds that the androgynous can feed not only Truma, but also Chazer V'Shok. Because when it says Truma, it means Truma the Brisa. So therefore, you also have Chazer V'Shok. But the Brisa that we mentioned before, that you have this Tolin, that the Chulin fell to the Chulin, the Truma fell to the Truma, that's talking, so it must be talking about the Rabbanon. That's according to Shitas of the Rabbanon, who hold that Truma Rizmanazeh is Midin the Rabbanon. Okay. So now.
How does the wife eat?
Because she's married to an androgynous as a Kohen.
Right, even though it's their license, not a problem.
That's exactly the point. Because the androgynous is a Kohen. The Kohen can feed her Chazer V'Shok, which is a Doraisa. They can feed her Chazer V'Shok, also can feed her Truma. Anytime a woman marries a Kohen, she's allowed to eat the Kohuna stuff. So they're holding this androgynous as a Vaday man, and therefore she can eat it. Not only is a Vaday man, she can eat Truma, and Chazer V'Shok, by saying you can eat Chazer V'Shok, which means we're allowing her to eat even Doraisa stuff. So the Truma is also Doraisa.
How is there
a riot in the Sarah that's the rice?
Who
Rabbanon
too?
Well, there's no
Chazer V'Shok, the
Rabbanon. No, the Truma. But he says you can even eat Chazer V'Shok.
Yeah.
He's comparing the same things. You can now eat the rice and stuff. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. What's going on? We just said that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't need the role by these two kupos. You can have the Chulin fall into the Chulin, the Truma fall into the Truma, and they're done. But even if you hold it, it's the Rabbanon, you still need some sort, you need Rove. Right? Why does he hold that you don't need Rove? He just says, well, we just told that. Reish Lakish said you needed to have Rove. Normally, when we did the Rabbani, you need 100 to 1. Reish Lakish says, we'll go back on the Darais level, I'll say Yesh Omrim, and I'll be so mech on the Rove. And Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't even need Rove. What do you mean you don't need Rove? You still need Rove to be Batal. Right? The Gemara says, V'sav Rabbi Yochanan be the Rabbanan lo be'in the Ribuya. When it comes to within the Rabbanan, we're not even going to need Rove. We definitely need to. I'll bring you a proof. V'hatnan, you have the following Mishnah Mikvos, I believe. Right, Mishnah Mikvos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, and we all remember it from the Gemara and Zvachim, and Dach Chafes. V'hatanan, Mikvos sheyeshbo, Masor Shasasa, Mikra sheyeshbo arvoim sa, Mikhuvanos. You have a mikvah that has exactly 40 sa'os, okay? V'nasan sa'a. And then what you did is you took another sa'a of pasal water. Machlokes, whether this is drink, this is mayim she'uvin, or if this is meperos, whatever it is, you took pasul water and you poured it. So now you have 41 sa'a. 40 kosher, 1 not kosher, don't have a problem now. But what you did, v'natal sa'a. And then I removed a sa'a. I poured in a pasul, and I removed a sa'a. We say it's kosher, right? We say the mikvah still is
kosher. The liquid is in sa'a? Sa'a is by a salad.
Mikvah is, how big is a mikvah?
40
sa'a. Right. 40 sa'a. Sorry, okay. So the natal saw, you took out the saw, it's kosher. We say the mikvah is still kosher, right? Because even though that the saw that you pulled out was probably mostly rainwater, so you're left now with a 40 saw mikvah, and part of that water is pasul water. We still say it's kosher because you say batel, kal batel, it went in. How that work? Then we say the mikvah is kosher because of bittel. The Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Shila, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Ad rubo, you can only do this. You can only do this until up to rove. You only do this like 19 times, right? 19 times, because then you at least you'll have rove kosher rainwater in the mikvah. But once you start doing 20 times, you lose the rove. So my lav dinishtaya rubo. Ad rubo, we're going to say means dinishtaya rubo, that you left over 21 sa'a of you only did this 19 times. So there's vaday 21 sa'a of kosher water in there. Proof Rav Yochan says, even midirabanan, you need rove. You would need rove. So Gemara says, no, lo, de lo nishko rubo. He doesn't need rove. The whole point is, he says, you just don't do it 21 times. You can do it 20 times, you can't do it 21 times. You don't need rove. As long as it's 50-50, it's okay. No kasha on Rav Yochan. And the Ibai's Ema, another answer. Another answer is that, ena chanami, that by the Rabbanan stuff, you would need rove. The difference is, Shani hachad ikal emeimar sha'ani omer. The difference is in the case of the basket of truma and chulin, I fell into the other. The container of truma and chulin, I fell into the basket of truma and chulin, and we have the case shani omer. We have this extra idea of shani omer because you can to maintain the status quo. So therefore, over there, I didn't need the robe. But in the case of the mikvah, maybe you'd say Rav Yochanan would need robe. So the rabbanon, even the rabbanon of Rav Yochanan does need robe. He doesn't need it over there because I have the concept of Shani Omer. How that works, that's a whole Indian sugya.
How often do you say Shani Omer about Shas?
On Din Rabban? I have no idea. We'll type it into the thing and find out.
You're assuming that the good fell into the good.
Right.
Why?
At least once.
Huh?
At least once.
No, how do you... You're on the side.
I don't understand the question. When the Gemara says you say it, you say it. When the Gemara says you don't say it, you don't say it. I don't know how many times it appears in Shas. I don't know how many times.
Why are you assuming that it just happened to work out right in this case? It's a suffix. What A fell into? How did A didn't fall into B? How do A fell into A?
That's the whole concept of Shani Omer.
I know, but what allows?
How do you know a chazaka works? Maybe it didn't. How do you say batul
berov?
Why not? You're making assumptions. You're making legal assumptions. The way the Gemara works is on legal assumptions. Right. So the legal assumption we're making is that A fell into A and B fell into B. Why is that different than Chazakah and Rove and all those other things? The Gemara works on legal assumptions. This is a legal assumption that they're making. Why? How?
Chazakah is a person that has the same status. You're assuming his status.
So I'm assuming that this fell into this.
Something is changing. A is falling into.
Because why would someone purposely put Chulin into Truma and Truma into Chulin? The assumption should be that it was done correctly. You don't know. That's what the assumption is. Okay. Now the Gemara's go back to the original machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Remember, Rav Yochanan said that the androgynous feeds his wife even chazav ashok. Right. Why? Because he holds that he is a zachar gomer lechol davar, even for dinim doraisa. And Reish Lakish says he only feeds him truma derabanan, because we can't be somich on the fact that he's a zachar, right? Because he has signs of a zachar and signs of a nekeva. So Tanan, the Mishnah says androgynous nosa. The Mishnah says the androgynous marries the woman. So that's a kasha on Reish Lakish. Because if it's a suffix, how do you say l'chachil, that he can marry a woman? So Reish Lakish says, no, don't say it's no, say it's sni im nasa. If the androgynous married, then he can feed her chuma d'rabbanan. So Mar says, wait a second, I know siketani. It says married. It doesn't say nasa.
I mean, for sure
it says he married, so he's a zachar. So the Gemara says, wait a second, don't be so quick. Ula ta'ameich, according to you, who's telling me now, that when the Mishnah says, androgynous nosa, that means that these nisuim are even lichatchila, so I'll ask as follows. Why in the Sefer does it say, avalo nisa, that he cannot be married, he can't be the female partner in a marriage? If lichatchila, he's allowed to marry, that he's definitely a male. So what do I need the second part of the Bryce of the Mishnah to tell me that he can't be the female in the marriage? He's a male. Of course he can't be the female. So Elamai, so what mean? Is Nisa means Diavet. It means Bidiavet. It means that this, right, Elamai, Nisa in the second part means Bidiavet. That even Bidiavet, if they got married, it's not a Nisuin. And Nosa in the Risha is also Bidiavet. Both cases are talking about Bidiavet situations. It's Bidiavet because it's a suffix. So it's a suffix in the ratio, and the suffix works, and then the ratio doesn't work. And the sefer it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, no. Amri, they say, no, this is what it means. Nosa lechachila mashma. Nosa means, lechachila, he can marry, the androgynous can marry, as the male partner, avalonisa. But when it says in the sefer, it just means that... It just means it can't marry at all. It's b'diavad namilo. The ratio is talking about lichachila, it works, even on the lichachila level. And the same is saying, even b'diavad, it doesn't work. So, according to this, there seems to now be a bit of a kasha on Reish Lakish, because it seems to say that the androgynous is a vadai zachar, and that's why you could denisu him to a woman, valid lichachila. Okay, they work. Fine. Now, right, so the maskana now is that the lashon of the Mishnah is meduyek like Rabbi Yochanan, that the androgynous is a zachar gamor. And it's a kasha on Reish Lakish who says that it's only a suffix zachar. Fine. So, the problem is tomorrow we're going to change everything because we're going to prove that Rabbi Yossi holds that the androgynous is neither a male nor a female, it's in beria b'flei atzmo. That's tomorrow's afa. Right now we're on the assumption that the androgynous is the male. So, v'had migi d'ktani seifa, the seifa says as follows. What does the seifa say? Rabbi Lezer Omer, androgynous chayovim alav skila kezachar. That the androgynous, Rabbi Yossi says, if you have, the man has relations with the androgynous, you chayiv skila for zachar, as this is mishkav zachar. So he holds that it's vada your man. Michlal, the Tanakama, Safuki Misafkile. But if it's only Rabbi Lezer who comes and says that if you're having relations with an androgynous, that you chayev skila for Mishkov Zachar, and the Reisha doesn't say it, so it's the Reisha is not certain about that fact, whether he's a Vada or not. Otherwise, why is Rabbi Lezer come to say it to add to it? So the Gemara says, no. Bein Lamar, Mifshra Pshitale. Both the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer say that androgynous is a Vada Zachar. So what's Rabbi Eliezer coming to add when he says, Yechayiv Elav Skila Kazachar? So he says, no, it's Iko Beinayu Skila Mishnei Mekomos. It's whether how you have relations with the androgynous. Remember, the androgynous has a male body part and also has the female body part. So therefore, you can have relationships with the Mishkav Zachar, with the androgynous. You can have anal intercourse, you can have vaginal intercourse with her. So what are you chayim skila for? It. Right?
It.
So what are you chayim skila for? So if you have it in the homosexual way, then everyone agrees, you chayim skila. But that's what Rabbi Lezer says, that's the only way you chayim skila. The Tanakam is going to hold, even if you have vaginal intercourse with the androgynous, That would still be because it's a man. It's a man. It's still considered a man. So any intercourse that you would have with it, you would have it. So he says, "Bein lamar, bein lamar, mishlo shitalei. Ika benai skilim shnei mekomos. Demar min tanakamus sabr chaylam skilim shnei mekomos." Whether a man has any way a man has relations with this androgynous, that would be chayv skila. But umar, Rabbi Lezer says sabr kizacher. No, it says chaylam skila kizacher. Only if you have relations as in from the makom as a zacher, which would be anal as opposed to vaginal. But if you had vaginal intercourse, you wouldn't be chayv skila. Okay, we will stop here. Not an easy Gemara.